This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. And we're live yet again.
Like for another hour.
Yeah, for another hour. This is hour number three, but we do this every night of the year. Now, there are some times when you guys go away and something like Freedom Fest is happening, and you guys will do some reporting from kind of on the scene.
We'll do a show for that day, but that show won't necessarily be broadcast live and allow call-ins and that
sort of thing. But Dollars to Donuts, if you're listening between the hours of 7 p.m. and 10 o'clock Eastern,
you're
going to get a chance to call in if you would like to. We'd like you to.
And if you were listening just a few minutes ago when the last caller called in, he was talking about this idea, would you call it a flash mob? This very large flash mob that is apparently being planned on the internet to show up at Area 51 in New Mexico to storm the location and see them aliens, I believe is what they said they wanted to do.
So I'm sitting here going, nobody's going to show up, and I'm looking at my timeline on Facebook, and all of a sudden I see Luke Rutkowski is live streaming.
They're going to show up. Some people will show up. I don't know if it'll be a half a million, which is about what have said that they're going to at this point. But I called Ian yesterday, my normal first, and said we need to go. I think we should do a remote from out there and try to figure all this out.
I'm with you.
I want to talk to the people that showed up. Now, I'm not storming anything.
I'll storm.
I just want to be wherever. I want to be the legal line back here, wherever, far enough that the bullets are dropping and hitting the sand.
Well, it is interesting, and I find it fascinating that we're yet once again talking about UFOs, and I swear to God, this skipped the entire country, and I don't think it made news really anywhere. Anybody was paying attention. I was paying attention because I find this stuff fascinating. But, going back to May 26th, the New York Times did a recap of a story that happened in 2015 where it says, wow, what was that? Navy pilots report unexplained objects. And this has been happening over the last 3 or 4 years with regularity. The U.S. government has been releasing footage of things that they can't explain, or they say they can't explain.
Right. So an unidentified flying object is what they say it is, an unidentified flying object. Now, are some of these alien visitors? I suppose. Maybe. I don't know. I wouldn't propose to know. I will certainly say categorically it is virtually impossible that life doesn't exist on other planets.
I agree.
It seems unlikely that some of that life isn't capable of somehow, accessing technology that will allow them to travel through time and space in ways we don't understand, getting them here. Because if they're traveling normal sort of space flight, slow train kind of, space flight, then they're not coming here because there's nothing exciting here. They're just not doing it. But if they can, use wormholes to travel from one end of the galaxy to the other or whatever, then okay. Then maybe they're here. If they are, then do we have parts from spaceships of theirs? Well,
that's the question.
That's getting tough.
Yeah.
And do we have bodies? Man, that seems unlikely.
Well, and neither of these are exclusive of the other.
None.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. What I do find interesting is that, now after years and years of conditioning, we've seen Independence Day. We've seen all these different movies. And in 2015, the Navy releases footage of something. Folks, I just passed the video over to Mark, and we'll try to get it up on our social media. But this is just one example of something that you will certainly look at it, and you will certainly say, no, there is no way a aircraft using technology that we are familiar with could ever do that. And that is the same opinion of the Navy pilots and the same opinion of the U.S. Navy. This is technology that we can't explain how it could possibly do what it's doing.
Yeah, I just tweeted it out. It's at twitter.freetalklive.com and through most of our social media. I'll put it up on our Facebook, too, just to make sure that you folks that are still using FedBook feel like you're still seeing the stuff.
I guess the mystery to me is, why do we still speak in terms of, maybe the government's got something there, maybe they know something about UFOs and they're not telling us? Well, it seems to me that they have, over the last few years, they've released all kinds of stuff and they've said they can't explain it. What that means, when I see an aircraft flying in a way that cannot fly and be normal aircraft, that tells me it's another intelligence. And if it's not of this Earth, then it's extraterrestrial intelligence. Or it's a drone from controlled with technology by extraterrestrials. To me, it just seems like this is a done deal.
It seems like the Navy pilots would, that the Navy wouldn't be releasing footage of Navy pilots seeing things they don't understand if the Navy understood it, right?
Yeah. And
all right. It's up on the Facebook page, too. There you go.
So I guess that's my question. I mean, is
by the way,
this...
you can find those at twitter.freetalklive.com and facebook.freetalklive.com.
Thank you. I guess just does anybody feel that this question's still out there? When I was growing up, I always imagined, the grand moment when the United States would finally reveal what we knew about aliens. And it seems to me like they just quietly did it. And because there wasn't much reaction from the public, they just, every year, every 2 years, they release a bunch more videos of, well, we can't figure out what this is, so. But we're all so blasé about it. What do you think, Mark? Is it just me?
I think basically what I've said, which is that if there are aliens visiting the planet, we don't have any evidence of them other than visual. Perhaps. And visual would have to be a mistake on their part. Like, they would have to have technology to not be visible if they can travel here at all.
If they even cared. Why would I care if I were invisible?
It would seem like I wouldn't go and disturb some undisturbed,
if that were your purpose. Yes, you were studying the Stone Age. Yeah, that's a good argument.
And I would presume, if they're not here for, sort of positive reasons, by that scientific study and that sort of thing, then I would say that they're here for, the evidence is they're not here for negative reasons. If they're here for sort of warlike reasons, we're already screwed.
We're going to go to the phones where we've got David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Tell me about UFOs.
Well, there's one that... that crashed 50 miles one side of me, and another one that landed and was witnessed by a cop 50 miles the other side of me.
So is that's Roswell one you were referring to?
Yeah, well, yeah, and Roswell is actually a misnomer. It's actually the town that's closest is, if you look on a map, it's Corona.
Yes, I remember.
Corona is a long ways from Roswell, but Corona is basically just outside of the White Sands missile range. To the east, and Socorro is just outside White Sands to the west. So these two crashes, sightings, like a decade apart, were basically centered on White Sands, and there's been allegations forever that there's secret stuff, I mean, besides the obvious secret stuff, but the secret stuff, mysterious stuff at the Alamogordo Air Force Base.
I do believe that there is something to the theory that during the Cold War years and, that there was more activity reported near nuclear power plants, closer to bombing ranges and things like that, which may be related to our sort of,
spies.
Yeah. Well, if you were studying a culture and suddenly they gained the power to destroy themselves, would that not be of an interest to another?
Well, there's a scientific theory out there that the vast majority of cultures that reach the power to destroy themselves do.
Do, right.
And Do I hear music?
You do? Hold on. I'll
that's
hold
a teaser.
Over.
And
nice try. We'll get back to you. 855-450-FREE. I want to talk about UFOs, but you don't have to. Give us a call. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom. Free as in no free lunch, 855-450-3733. We want to hear from you. We have been all over the board. We've been talking about police being encouraged to adopt the Punisher logo in solidarity to some officers that had been getting in trouble for doing things sort of untoward the behavior of a police officer.
And we have talked about the presidential elections, and we've also talked about, had a caller call in about this idea that the kids are going to storm Area 51 coming up in September. And that got us on to UFOs and that kind of thing. And it's fascinating stuff. I watched that video, Chris, that you shared through our social media. So you can go to facebook.freetalklive.com. You can go to twitter.freetalklive.com, and you can see this posting of this these Navy videos shared by the New York Times. That the videos are amazing. I'll talk about them here in just 1 second. But first, I want to talk about Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. And if you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com, freedomsphoenix.com. And this video, here's what I'll say. I don't know whether this, you know, you're saying that this this device, whatever these things are, this object, unidentified flying object, this UFO, and that's what it is, because they didn't identify it.
And still remains unidentified. Yes,
this UFO flies unlike anything that man knows. I don't know how things fly. So what I would say is if I were making a documentary about UFOs, I would use this footage.
Sure.
But that's all I can say. I don't know anything else. I'm not claiming it's aliens or anything like that. I don't know.
Mark, you're in denial.
Well, that's fine.
I'm just kidding.
It's not an area that I'm an expert in, and I try to remain skeptical of everything as long as I can.
I understand.
And I have to be categorically convinced. So what I'm convinced of is this is an unidentified flying object. And it seems to me, for good reason, that it's unidentified. Because I couldn't identify it. But I don't know the video. Like, I don't understand what the other things I'm looking at. In one case, it looks like clouds. Another case, it looks like something over the water. If it's something over the water, something could travel that quickly. I don't know.
I mean, you might be seeing a couple different clips kind of mashed up
together. I did see a couple of different clips.
I think it's interesting.
The first clip I find more convincing than the second.
When I would see, you know, a blurry picture of something rising over a building.
Right.
And to me, that could be anything. I mean, I can see how somebody would say that looks sort of like a UFO, but it's impossible to get any perspective. I don't have something of a known size to compare it to. Things like that. I guess what I look at this is this is visual evidence of a whole new characteristic. And the fact that our government hasn't just immediately shut it down and said, you know, that's some swamp gas reflecting off of Venus or something like that. You know, it hasn't been that. It's like we can't explain it either. I think that, to me, is the best evidence that there really is something. And I think
isn't that evidence that there is nothing in Area 51? Because if the government is letting out videos of what, you know, videos of
nothing left
UFOs,
nothing left to see. You've seen it all.
Right. So why would they then try to keep other things a secret?
I think there's varying degrees of secrecy. I know that from my time in the military.
Yeah, sure.
The
government keeps lots of secrets about lots of things. And in many cases, what we've seen is that the secrecy has grown over time. So I don't know.
I think that the government feels,
if there are really cool things in Area 51, why hasn't somebody smuggled one of them out?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. I think this demonstrates to me that it is time to let people know that they were right all along about the big picture. There is other life. There is life besides us. It is not a planet where we're not at the center of the universe, that there is other life out there. And demonstrate that.
So anybody who takes any time to think about it, who doesn't come at it with some already planted agenda, like God created Earth right. and everything else doesn't exist or whatever. It's just a big reflection of a giant mirror or whatever the hell they think.
Tortoise.
I don't know what they could come at it with to not believe it. But, I mean, statistically, it is nearly impossible for life not to exist on other planets. Now, is that life intelligent? Well, if we call intelligence whatever the hell we've got on this planet, then fine. The bar isn't that high. We've got likely they're at it. So are they capable of interstellar travel?
Well,
that's we aren't, and we don't even know how to do it at this point.
Yeah.
Scientists on Earth are trying to figure out how we would ever get outside of the solar system because it's got some kind of, I don't know, force field or something on it.
But if you can posit that
the Kuiper belt.
That there are billions of planets out there, billions of different forms of life, then those have to have evolved during every period of millennia.
Right.
Not just happening to be in the one we're currently in. So some of these may have evolved technologically 1,000, 1,000,000 years ago.
Sure.
And they could be light years ahead of where we are.
Yeah, the most likely situation is the vast majority of them are not as far along as we are.
We're going to go back to the phones where we've got David.
We've talked all the way through David. David's still there.
David's still there. I apologize, David, but we had so much fun, and he's like the one guy we know from New Mexico.
He's got the aliens here.
He's definitely got Roswell
in
his blood.
Inside track.
You guys got the aliens. Be cool. Be cool. Now don't turn around, Mark. Don't look behind you. Look on your monitor. There are three aliens behind you right now. What? You see them?
I don't know. I'm hoping they give me a back rub.
There are three of them. You can see their typical alien faces on your reflected on your black backdrop there.
All right. I see what you're saying. There is a if you go to cam.freetalklive.com, there are strange shapes made by the lighting in the room that kind of look head shaped.
There's a gray, a reptilian, and a Wookiee.
Nice.
So what have you seen, David?
Nothing. I ain't seen nothing. But on that the White Sands, that's the Trinity site is in White Sands. And like I said a million times before, that was my cousin Ernest Orlando Lawrence that made that nuclear material. That's probably what they were after. But
the aliens?
The aliens are probably after my cousin.
Why would they care about nuclear material?
I have no idea, but they were.
Hey, David, thanks for the call.
Well, it's a coincidence that all that stuff is there where everybody says the aliens are.
It is indeed a mystery, yet another mystery that we will not solve tonight. And you don't have to talk about it. You'll just make me a happy guy if you do continue.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of Nye Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love Nye Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20. Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Vice President Mike Pence saw firsthand the extreme overcrowding at federal detention centers as he visited 2 in Texas. Pence said afterwards what he saw was evidence of a system that is overwhelmed.
This is very tough stuff to see families that are swept up in this crisis on our southern border. But I must tell you that I couldn't be more impressed with the compassionate work that our Customs and Border Protection are doing here at this facility.
Vice President Pence said President Donald Trump sent him so the American people could see what's happening firsthand. In May, Department of Homeland Security's Office of the Inspector General wrote an internal report stating the conditions were so bad at a Texas border facility where about half the migrants in custody were sleeping outdoors and that the agents there feared possible rioting. Watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's free as in freedom, 855-450-3733. Just stumbling over things a little bit. That's my bad brain. You are listening to probably the only talk show in America being hosted right now by somebody with the debilitating form of Lyme disease. I am just a mess. You ought to see it in my head.
Well, you said that it was making you tired a lot.
I got the tired first, and then all the symptoms began a more neurological bent, so it was not being able to put a sentence together quickly.
Do you think there's any chance that's the aliens?
It could be. I think there we go. It's all coming together now. Alien ticks. But it was also things like a loss of balance, blurred vision, and just all kinds of crazy, silly things. But right now, we've not been talking about anything serious, silly. We're talking about serious things, and that's UFOs. And
is that serious?
Believe it or not.
It doesn't feel serious.
No, I am going to take over this radio program.
It doesn't need to be serious. Free Talk Live is not a serious show.
Exactly, and we spend an awful lot of time talking about some very serious topics. And,
sure, and if that's what people call in about. But a guy called in about Area 51 and the proposed internet idea of storming the place and finding out what dem aliens look like or whatever, and I think it could be serious for the people who try that.
Well, we're going to go to the phones and see what people want to talk about now. Glenn is calling from Myrtle Beach. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. What I wanted to tell you was I've never heard anybody mention this before. There's a special unit in the military called the Night Stalkers, and they specialize in something called craft retrieval. They fly around in black uniforms with blacked-out helicopters. You can Google this. And their specialty is craft retrieval. Well, I'm just telling you, if you Google it, Night Stalkers, that's what they do. And the second thing I want to tell you guys is the reason the aliens might be interested in what we're doing with nuclear is because when you set off a nuclear bomb, you set off an EMP blast. It fries in any electronics that are in the area. And just because the aliens are more advanced than us, they may not have ever used nuclear as a bomb, as a weapon. Even if they invented fission, they may not have used it as a weapon. So they might not have any idea of how to shield against the EMP blast, and we might be knocking their electronics out.
That's a possibility. I would see it as any kind of electromagnetic wave, and that's what radio is. It can go
long. Did he hang up?
I think so.
Was it the aliens?
Well, it says we hung up.
There you go.
But I guess if you were to do that, I think this planet would have suddenly appeared very noisy in distant radar telescopes, radio telescopes around the.
All I can say about the Night Stalkers is they do not appear to wear black uniforms.
See, you know, why didn't they go all Will Smith? I mean, you pretty much had the outfit right there. You would have looked cool doing
it. I haven't had a chance to read anything about them. I don't know if they. What they do, but, you know, they're a special operations force of the United States Army that provides helicopter aviation support for general purpose forces and special operations forces. So, it sounds like they fly people into spots.
There you go. We're going to go to Harvey in Texarkana. Harvey, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, have you guys, any remembrance of the Congress interviewing James Comey when they were asking him about Hillary Clinton?
Yes,
various times.
Okay, did you watch very closely? There's two people who threatened Comey. Don't believe me? Go back and check the tape.
I just want to qualify by saying that I did not pay very close attention to that. I usually caught the snippets that was on the news. But tell me.
Well, if you ever been around a Mason, and I was at one time, you will see they have certain signs.
Ah.
There's two people there that threatened Comey. One was a black guy. He also told Donald Trump that he would not allow him into his state, and he's the head of one of the little cliques they've got going up there. He's also a friend of Farrakhan.
Interesting. I have not heard a connection between Freemasonry and Farrakhan and James Comey yet.
Not Freemasonry, but this guy, the black guy that threatened Comey, and I, you know, described what he...
You don't know his name?
I forget it, but he's on a special counsel right now that's doing some of the investigating. Group of five that went to see Farrakhan. Then there's a white guy that was on the same panel, and he threatened Comey as well. Now,
black so what are you concluding from this? That this is a threat to
they
Comey?
They told Comey, if you say anything that we don't like, we're going to kill you.
They said that in a congressional hearing? That should be the punchline.
Thanks for
the call. I know I'm the one who's sitting here talking about UFOs, but it's hard to follow every possible conspiracy theory that's come up about the special counsel and James Comey, and I'm sure there are some of them that are probably on the money, and I don't know which ones.
Why would you threaten to kill the guy? If you threaten to kill the guy, it's just because you want to limit what he says. If you want to kill the guy, you wouldn't threaten him.
Indeed. We're going to go to John in Dover. John, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, guys. You probably don't recall because you obviously get a lot of phone calls from a lot of different folks around the country, but I'm the gentleman that introduced you guys to the cotton candy grapes. You fellas,
cotton candy
that?
Grapes. I had some of those just this week.
I do it, man. I put you on to them, and now you're hooked. Am I right? Yeah,
they're great. They're delicious. I love them.
I'm telling you. I got two new items to let everybody know about.
Okay.
One is new. Yeah, man. One of them is they're called Dude Wipes. And actually, I've been thinking of this idea for years myself.
Dude wipes.
I think I've heard of this. Can you guess what they're for, guys?
Yes, I think I can. I imagine they're basically baby wipes with rebranding.
I mean, how easy was that, man? Rebrand it? I mean, toilet paper is old-fashioned. You wipe and you wipe and you still leave some there. Not to
I know,
out.
But what you could do with that, you could take it on Shark Tank, like the last guy I saw on Shark Tank who brought Dude Wipes.
So I'm not going to claim it's a bad idea, but I will claim. Okay, all I'm saying is, if you own your own house, don't use these because it's going to be bad for your plumbing.
It will clog it.
Right. So,
renter.
But
you're absolutely correct. Yeah.
Well, I have a solution for you. There's a company called Toto, and they are not paying me.
Yes.
There's a company called Toto, and they sell a device called a washlet. And this is a lid that goes on your, like, it's a toilet lid. And instead of just being an ordinary toilet lid, which keeps your butt from sitting on cold porcelain, or covers the toilet, depending on how you're using it at that particular time, it also has built into it some, you know, part washing features.
Yes.
And they have different, you can pay different amounts for different ones of these, but they're all basically the same. They shoot water up at your nether regions after you have done the dirty, and they clean it off so that you can then use a little TP to take care of if there's anything left, and usually there's not. This has changed my life.
You're not the first one here in this studio who has said that.
People are nuts over it. So much better than real life. I don't know how you animals out there live without them, actually, now that I've had one for 4 months.
Exactly, man. Toilet paper is a thing of the past, folks. Let's forget about the toilet paper, and let's start getting ourselves cleaned up properly on the backside. How about it?
I'm all for it. Thanks for the call. 855-453. There's still time for you to get in. You want to talk about whatever you like, whether it's the Comey situation, whether it's Dude Wipes, or whether it's UFOs, or anything else. We're here to listen. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Final segment of the evening. But that doesn't mean there's not enough time for you to get on and get on the air. We've got one person calling in with Discord, and we haven't really talked about Discord. Shame on us. Discord is such a cool technology. You just load the app on your phone, on your laptop, use your high-speed internet connection and your high-quality microphone, and you will sound like you are right here in the studio with us. I think that's pretty amazing. You can find out more at discord.freetalklive.com, and you can watch us in so many places. It's almost
the easiest is just go to cam.freetalklive.com.
That's a good one. Yes, yeah. But you know, there's also Twitch. We've got a channel there, and
Twitch, DLive, YouTube, any of them.
Yep.
And just put those words in front of freetalklive.com, because that's what we do here for you. We make it easier for you to go to any place that we have going on with subdomains.
Well, something that's going to work for you, and that's what we like to do. We are going to go to bear with me. We are going to go to Decentralized Liberty. Decentralized, are you there?
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, yeah, it's decolonized, but it's really not important. Decentralized works just as well, actually. Geez. But I am, it's Mortified Penguin from the Discord.
Thank
and I'm actually, I'm calling about Area 51.
All right.
And,
are you going to be storming it with the other millennials?
65,000 people, citizens, or I don't get the citizens, or not really, but, you know, people, probably mostly Americans storming an American base. I mean, aren't we the government? It's our property, right? I mean,
where did you get this 65,000 number? Because I've seen higher numbers than that.
But do you know when they have these Facebook groups, you know, how many people actually
show up?
I think 65,000.
You're just taking the 650,000 and dividing it by 10 because you think that might be how many people show up?
Yeah, that's good. I mean, okay. The more the better. So here's the latest plan I've seen is the largest. I don't know if I should share it in this way, but the largest number are going to be have the flanks covered initially by Naruto runners. You know, they're running in full speed, hands behind their back.
What kind of runners?
Straight at the guns. Naruto. It's an anime. and the rest of the front lines will be covered by incels and the furries. And those are basically the bullet sponges. And while they launched a head-on assault, that's like Operation Human Shield. Then in the back, the rear should be unguarded. Because I mean, really, how can they have that many guards to cover that many? Just
well, they. It's not like they don't have a date and an actual time.
It's not like
so,
we told them when we're coming.
You know,
yeah,
they could move all of the U.S. military
there.
How
can they stop? How can they stop that many people?
Well, 65,000, let's see, there's about a half a million people just in the Army alone. So
No. I disagree with you, Mark. This is a good example of what if we just did X? Are they going to stop all of us? I think in a lot of these situations, they can't. They've got a million plus people in the military.
I think they can. They just won't.
Exactly. That's a better way of putting it. They have that number of soldiers, but those soldiers are spread across, what, 700 different countries that we have military bases in? God knows where they're at. And are they organized to all fall on the Las Vegas desert?
They could get plenty of people to protect Area 51 if they wanted to protect Area 51.
If they took it
seriously, and
yes.
I do not.
Right.
I do not think that 65,000, and I understand you're dividing by 10 here, Penguin, but I do not think 65,000 people will show up to storm Area 51, and I suspect that the United States government is just as skeptical as I am.
I think they're laughing, but this would be a great...
I think they're laughing because there's nothing worth finding there.
But what if, look, for one thing, if they have alien technology there, doesn't that belong to all of us, the people, the taxpayers of this country?
I think that if they're...
Second of all.
I guess the answer to that is yes.
Yeah. I don't think so. And second of all, if 65,000 people, if 6,500 people decided to do anything, I mean, something that needs to be done or people think is that important, are they really going to pull out every stop? Are they just going to mow people down in order to stop it?
Well, I think the number one problem is that the people who are organizing this are organizing it as an attack, even if it is a poorly planned attack.
Well, it's sort of a joke attack.
Well, okay.
I mean, they're not being...
If somebody jokes about attacking my house and I shoot them,
oh, God.
I can then point to the joke attack memes and say, hey... Well, so what I think they should do is they should just go naked and say, hey, we come in peace, but we're coming in naked with a pair of bolt cutters and we're coming in. And that way soldiers have to shoot naked people with bolt cutters.
Yeah, I mean, but 65 and shooting the narrative, well, can't do that. But look, I don't want to attack anything. I just want the kneeler from Halo. Gun.
Which one? So I know that there's some really awesome weapons in Halo, and I played I think it was Halo 2 on the Xbox probably 15 or plus years ago. Which weapon are we talking about here?
The Needler was the one that shot like bright purple needles that homed in on a
target. Oh, Needler. Needler. Sorry,
yeah.
I didn't understand. I said Needler.
Somebody from Discord says, the heck with Area 51, let's all just not pay our taxes for a day. Then what are you going to do about anything? That's a good point.
That's a good question.
Hey, thanks for the call.
That's kind of my point, yeah. All right, take care, guys.
Hey, I appreciate it. But I think in a lot of these discussions, it's like, well, you know, all the power of the United States will fall. Well, you get into individual agencies and... You know, the numbers are not always daunting. That you can always make a case that they could if they wanted to. But also, we the people, if we wanted to do a whole lot of things, you could do it. And I think that's... I love...
I agree that they can. And I support it in so much as they're putting together something.
Right.
Right? And I think that... It would be interesting to know what's going on in Area 51. But again, I tend to believe if there was some really good stuff to release, that Trump would have already released it.
You think he would?
Yeah, I think he would have.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he just for the headlines. He cares about, you know, making a splash.
I think if he would have known about it, it would have gotten out. And that's why I posit that may be a reason they don't tell Trump some of those things.
And if not, if he hasn't yet released it, then he should demand a trip to Area 51.
Right.
Like, right off. I want to be there tomorrow so you don't have a chance to move the bodies. They can't stop him from going.
Right.
And then, you know, take his pictures or do whatever he's going to do and then release it all in October of 2020.
Yeah.
If that doesn't get him some votes, I don't know what will.
You may be giving Trump some ideas here. I don't know. I
if he wants a he wants even more votes, pardon Snowden, pardon Ross Ulbricht.
Thank you. When it comes back to numbers and the might of the federal government, I always think back to Larkin Rose's video, The Tiny Dot. Did you ever see that?
No.
It's really short. It's really simple. But
how would I find it?
You can find it on YouTube.
YouTube.com, The Tiny Dot.
The Tiny Dot, Larkin Rose. But he posits that this big, huge behemoth that everybody is terrified of you know, he demonstrates the size of the IRS in actual size, the size of Congress compared to the numbers of the rest of the country. And you start to realize that these agencies, you know, those big, huge, scary, all of a sudden they're not quite so scary.
Well, I would agree that the IRS is pretty much hated by Americans. Like, I'm guessing that 99% of Americans would say, yeah, of all the government agencies, I hate the IRS the most, especially if you feed them that answer.
True.
Then, you know, Congress has had ratings as low as 6%. I think it was 4% lower than cockroaches that were at 6%. Anyway, I mean, Congress has come in lower than cockroaches. So, yeah, you are picking the two groups that people hate the most. And without either one of those groups, the whole apparatus falls apart.
Right.
Now, I don't think we need the United States federal government for much of anything. I'll go ahead and concede a standing army, but I think that standing army could probably be its tenth.
Exactly what they didn't want, by the way, but that's all right.
Right. Well, Hamilton certainly did want a standing army. Jefferson certainly did not. So the Federalists wanted the standing army. The Anti-Federalists didn't. The arguments they made for a standing army makes some sense, but the standing army that we have far exceeds anything that the founders, even the ones that were pro-military, ever imagined.
Ever imagined. And that's all the time we have for you, but thank you for joining us. Thank you for entertaining my desire to talk about UFOs and all the interesting topics you brought up this evening. There'll be more tomorrow evening, because we do this every night. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.